And dear friends, today is, of course, the Feast of Corpus Christi. The epistle for Corpus Christi is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, the 11th chapter. Brethren, I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread and giving thanks, broke and said, "Take ye and eat, this is my body, which shall be delivered for you. This do for the commemoration of me." In like manner also the chalice, after he had supped, saying, "This chalice is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you shall drink for the commemoration of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink this chalice, you shall show the death of the Lord until he come. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread or drink of this chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the chalice. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord." And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 6th chapter. At that time Jesus said to the multitudes of the Jews, "My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. As a living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, the same also shall live by me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Praise with hymns thy shepherd true, strive thy best to praise him well. These are words taken from the Laudation, which is the sequence for tonight's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In September of 1936, Lou Ambers won the lightweight title fight by a very wide margin in the famous Madison Square Garden in New York City. Lou had actually been taught to box in a homemade gym by his local pastor in Herkimer, New York. At the time, Lou's name was Luigi Ambrosini, and the good priest learned very quickly that he had to simply find an outlet for Luigi's uncontained energy and even the strength that he was showing as a young boy. Even though Lou would only grow to be about 5 feet 4 inches even in manhood, he still had a temper and a fight inside him that Father knew he needed to funnel in a proper direction. Well, the priest's efforts paid off, and Luigi would go on to an impressive record of 89-8. He fought in the greatest arenas of the time, Yankee Stadium, the Polo Grounds, the Boston Garden, and of course, many fights in Madison Square Garden. And to the thousands who packed these venues, he was always looked upon as a hero of strength and fortitude. But there's a story that his trainer shared with a couple news reporters that I would like to share with you tonight that shows the greatest fortitude that Lou had. This came after he had won the lightweight champion of the world title for the first time in 1936. After that fight, his trainer, Whitey Bimstein, took Ambers for a well-earned meal and drink. And he tells the story in his own words in this way. "It was a hard fight and a long bout. And at that time, a fighter feels awful dry inside. So we left the garden that night and headed over to Dempsey's. The first thing Lou does is sits down and order a big pitcher of water. Just when the waiter brings the pitcher, though, Lou looks up at the clock on the wall and says, 'I guess I'll have to skip it.'" Whitey Bimstein continued, "It was after 12 o'clock, and Lou wanted to go to Holy Communion in the morning. The kid was sick dry inside, and yet he did not touch a drop of water or eat a speck of food until he had received Holy Communion in the morning. My dear friends, in 1936, the laws for the fast of Holy Communion still required that a Catholic fast from midnight the night before until he received Holy Communion. And unlike our communion fast, even water at that time would break one's communion fast. Now, I don't think any of us could really understand the feeling of thirst that comes over a man when he has finished 15 rounds of world-class boxing. But what a desire Lou Ambers must have had for Holy Communion in his heart and soul to not drink or eat anything that entire night. What a love he must have had for Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. He was taught his first lessons in boxing by the parish priest who was trying to keep him on the straight and narrow. But more importantly from this story, we can see that Father, whose name has not been handed down to us unfortunately, that Father at the same time taught Lou to have a great respect for our Lord and the Holy Eucharist. And on this night of Corpus Christi and throughout this great octave, we should take time to consider for ourselves what is the place that the Blessed Sacrament holds in our minds and in our hearts. To remind us of what a gift we receive every time we approach the Blessed Sacrament, we can consider it first from our Lord's point of view. He gave us himself, his body, blood, soul, and divinity to be food for our souls. There was nothing more in this world he could give to us than his very self. And when he did give himself, St. Alphonsus says that we must consider that this shows our Lord's infinite love for our souls. At the very time when men were preparing to put him to death, that is when our Redeemer resolved to bestow upon us his greatest gift, the Blessed Sacrament. When men were thinking of putting him out of this world by the terrible death of the crucifixion, the Sacred Heart of Jesus was thinking of each and every one of us, our times and our hour of need, and providing us with the food of angels, his very own body. Unlike the famous monarchs of history, the famous people of today, he proved that his love and concern was not just for those nearest to him, not just those who he kept in his closest company, but his love would extend to each and every soul in the state of sanctifying grace, and even those who were striving to return to the state of sanctifying grace so that they could receive him again in the Blessed Sacrament. You know, recently there was a great deal of talk in the news about the Platinum Jubilee of the Queen of England. There was a lot of speculation about who she would allow in her presence. Who would she allow to have a picture taken with her at that event? Who would be closest to her on the stage? But how different it is with the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He does not pick and choose. He does not hold out certain gifts for the high and mighty. But he gives all of us the chance to receive himself in the Blessed Sacrament. He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened." In another place, he declared that his body as our bread will be our food forever. He said, "He that eateth this bread shall live forever." And St. Francis of De Sales summarizes the Holy Eucharist from our Lord's aspect by saying that no action of our Savior can be more loving than the institution of the Holy Eucharist. For in it he annihilates himself, as it were, takes the form of food, and unites himself to the souls of his servants. What gratitude and thanksgiving then we must have for the Blessed Sacrament. We saw how much it meant in the life of Lou Ambers that nothing, not even the exhaustion and the thirst of a 15-round fight, would distract him from his custom of receiving our Lord. And while I was researching this sermon story, I looked back to see what was that date in September 1936. I thought maybe it was the day before Easter or some great feast that Lou wanted to make sure he received Holy Communion. But he won that title on a Monday night, September 2nd. And so there was no real external pomp, no real external show for that Tuesday morning, September 3rd. There would not be crowds of people at the church to see him receive our Lord. But for Lou, to receive our Lord in Holy Communion was more important than even a drink of water after a long fight. To receive our Lord on that Tuesday morning was the most important thing in his life. Let the Blessed Sacrament, then, be the most important thing in our life. Let our Lord's gift not go ungratefully received by us, but rather let us take the time over this next octave to thank Him for the great grace that we have in receiving Holy Communion. Ask Him to take out of our hearts any coldness or indifference with which would hold us back from loving Him with all of our might. And as we kneel before Him in the Blessed Sacrament, let us pray for our special intentions, and especially for poor sinners, who, as Our Lady of Fatima told us, have no one else to pray for them. There are so many poor souls in the world who will never for an instant have the consolation of receiving our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And sadly, there are many who will hate and despise Him despite all that He has done for us. During this octave of Corpus Christi, then, let us make a return of love to Him in our lives. And may Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament intercede for us, that we may have the same love and devotion for her Son in the Blessed Sacrament that Lou Ambers showed that night in 1936. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.